Blog Talk Radio. Sienna Radio.
I am all that God created. Hello, hello, and good evening. Good evening. I hope you had a wonderful day today. I am your host, Terry Stevenson of Hope Christian Center in Brooklyn, New York, where Pastor Tyrone Stevenson is our pastor. Give it up for Pastor Stevenson. Yes, I am so glad to be with you this evening. You are on the air when you are listening to Sienna Radio. S-Y-A-N-A stands for Sister, You Are Not Alone. That's right. You are not alone. And I'm so glad that you are here, and I want to encourage you to invite someone to listen in tonight. They can call in at the same number you did, 319-527-6740, or they can go on to blogtalkradio.com/HopeCity. That's blogtalkradio.com/HopeCity, C-I-T-Y. Or you can always email us at Sienna, S-Y-A-N-A, at hopetouch.org. I'd love to hear from you. I need you to subscribe. I need you on. I need you sharing the word. And what we do every Tuesday is a blessing to you. Allow it to be a blessing to someone else. Just ask them to join in with us on Tuesday. Next Tuesday will actually be our singles subject, and next Tuesday, so I invite you, if you know anyone who is single, please have them join us next Tuesday. It will be exciting. We will have a guest, but today I'm just so glad that you are here with us today. Every one Tuesday out of each month, I'd like to dedicate to prayer. I just don't think personally that we pray enough. I think we pray, but there's sometimes we just have to really go in and give it everything and lift up some specific names and specific people and situations and just get closer to God. It's just always such a wonderful experience to be close to God. And I think we often take it for granted, our opportunity that we have, that we can go to the throne of grace. We can go to our Father. We can spend time with Him, and He will always listen to us. He will never complain. He will hear our prayer and our time. And I want to encourage you. I know some of you are listening. I see you all are on. That if you would like to join in with me tonight, I would love for you to make some comments tonight. Just press the 1 on your keypad as we go throughout the evening, out the show, and that will show me an indication that you're willing to share some information with us tonight regarding prayer. And tonight, our title is Pray for Yourself. Pray for yourself. Why sometimes when we think of praying for ourselves, we get this feeling on the inside, almost like cringing, like how dare we want to pray for ourselves. You all know, those of you who have a relationship with God and you have a prayer life or just pray to God quickly or long, how is it that we don't have a problem praying for anybody else? Is praying for ourselves, is that a negative thing? Does God frown when we pray for ourselves? Not pray for things that we want. Not, God, give me money. God, give me clothes. God, give me this. Give me that. Give me prayers. But how about, God, I love you, and thank you for giving me back. Thank you, God, as I continue my daily living. Thank you for another day. Help me to be able to be the woman or the man of God you created me to be. Wife, show me how to be the wife you created me to be. Why? What's wrong with those kind of prayers? What's wrong with knowing that there may be some spiritual attack on yourself and you're willing to pray for everybody else who's being spiritually attacked, but when it comes to you, sometimes you don't even realize you're being spiritually attacked. Sometimes, listeners, we have to take time and we have to pray. Take self-esteem. Pray again. Issues, pray against the negative thoughts and issues that the enemy is trying to store upon us, and also pray against the negative talking and speaking that we put upon ourselves. That's right. A lot of the things we put on ourselves, it's not always the enemy. It's us. And I just want to encourage us that it's okay to pray for yourself. You don't have to feel guilty about praying for yourself. I often have this, and I hope and I encourage you all, and it's always good to have prayer books and prayer time and everything. And we're always, I sometimes ask you all to pray for me. I need you to pray for me. And it's okay. Because sometimes when people ask you to pray, they need you to pray for them. They need you to stand in the gap. And the God has really been just dealing us that we sometimes don't like to do that for ourselves. And if any of you on the call, if you have experienced having that feeling of, you know what, praying for myself is probably not something I do often. I don't pray for myself as often as I should. Not the gimme prayers. But the worship prayers and prayers and prayers of thanksgiving, prayer of peace and everything. And I just want to let you also know that sometimes, just sometimes, I remember having a women's fellowship. And I was talking about how sometimes we have to be a little selfish. And the conversation, some people got it, some people didn't. And when I say selfish, it's a time of where we give out so much that we give of ourselves, that we need to be selfish and replenish ourselves, replenish our emotions, replenish our minds. Sometimes you need to take your own self out to dinner. Sometimes you need to just have some time to yourself. Turn off your phone. Read a book. Kick your feet up. Don't cook if you want to. But have a little, quote unquote, selfish time. Just you and God. And there's nothing like it. And guess what? You need it. You need that time. You need to be able to spend that time with God and just hear his voice and hear time with him, because I'm telling you, sometimes I'm running, and then when it's time for myself, guess what? I'm tired, I'm exhausted, and I give myself leftovers. Mm-hmm. I used to tell my husband sometimes, I don't want your leftovers. You already have every energy for everybody and everything, blah, 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 blah. I don't want your leftovers. And guess what? The Lord showed me sometimes I do it for my own self. I give myself my own leftovers. I give out to everybody. And then when I come to say, this is my time, I can't even stay awake to read a book, because my body say, you have ran me down, no more. And then we go and we do that. And I said, you know what? I had to repent for that. Yeah, I did. And guess what? I'm not the only one. I think some more of you that are on the call have to repent for that as well. But you know what? It's okay. Repentance. We're turning away from things that we used to do, and we're turning back to God. We're getting back on track. And I want to encourage you to stay on track. And don't forget about yourself. Now, I know I just want to share this particular prayer, and I write down my prayer sometimes. Sometimes I read my prayer out of book. Sometimes my prayer is coming straight from the heart. Sometimes the prayer is coming straight from the pain, and it's not me screaming at God. There's no need to scream and yell and get out. I want us to get so familiar with us and ourselves and with God that it is such a sweet communion, coming together as one, coming together, migrating, coming together with the same mind for the same purpose of you. Ladies, don't get lost in the shuffle. Don't get lost in everything. It's okay to step back and have some time to yourself. Speak over yourself. Speak over yourself. And if any of you that are on the call has ever felt guilty, has ever put yourself last, but you realize you really needed to and you want to share that, I would love to hear it, and I'm sure some other ladies on here would love to hear it, and let them know that they're not by themselves as well. I'm not alone in this. I just don't believe that I'm the only one who used to feel guilty about praying for myself. But I just came off about a month ago. I came off of a fast. Let me share this with you. I came off a me fast. It was a fast just for me, because I was realizing that there were situations that were going on around me, and I didn't like the way I was responding to them. I was holding grudges. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't speak properly. I couldn't eat properly. I was angry. I was frustrated at other people. And guess what? I went on a fast. I think it was 5 weeks and 5.5 weeks, almost 6 weeks. And at the end of my fast, God revealed some things to me. See, when you're on a selfish fast and you know that you're on a path, you're on a journey to get something for real, for real, for real, for real, that you're not just doing it just to do it, but you are doing it so that you can see change in yourself. And I didn't like what I was seeing. And that's what happens when you go on a fast. That's when you go on a selfish fast. See, a lot of us don't want to go on selfish fast because our selfish fast means what? It's all about us. It's about all about the things that we are doing. It's all about our mess. It's all about our attitude. It's all about, we don't like to do that. But I was so glad I did. Because what he told me and what he taught me was that it's not that what people doing would change. God had to change me to where I did not let what someone did, it was how I responded to what they did to me or what somebody said to me or if somebody said or did something I like. It's all about me. God says it's not about them because they may not ever change. And they might not even know that they're hurting you. But it's all about how you're going to respond to that same person, that nasty attitude. You can't change a person that's nasty, but I can change how I respond to that person. My response, the reason I was getting upset and angry and mad and holding grudges because how dare this person not change? How dare this person continue to do that and to hurt me? But see, I kept saying that how dare they do this to me. And the Lord said, no, it's not about how dare they do it to you. It's about how you respond to them. Because what they're doing to you will happen again and it'll happen again. You can't always be angry at them. You can always be respond. How you responded. For example, now if someone or one of those same people who I did or said something to me, I don't get angry at them because you know what? That's how they are. Now I say, you know what, God? Thank you for not allowing me, helping me not to allow that person to take away my joy, to take away my peace, to make me act outside of my character. To act in a way which is displeasing to you, I've got to respond differently to them because they may never change. And because people don't change, you can't change people, but you can change how you respond to people. That's what the Lord told me. I was like, oh, I didn't really want to hear that because I wanted to hear that I was right for my feelings. I was right due to the way I felt. What I felt was right. And God said, you know what? Your feelings were real, but they weren't right. It's okay. My feelings were real, but they were not right. My response was wrong. And then I was easily putting myself in a victim situation. And God said, nope, there's no victim mentality here. You can only be a victim when you allow someone to make you a victim. I can only be a victim if I allow myself to be a victim. I can allow myself to be anything I really want. Anything I really want, I can allow myself to do it. And so I have chosen, after I got off my fast, to not allow my response to be a victim response, a negative response. I've changed, I have decided decided. I made up my mind, despite what people say or do. I have the right to respond to them in a way that will not take away my joy. If you have to say, hey, I'm going to let that ignorance go up on. I'm going to move away from this person. I'm not going to entertain this. But you got to find ways of for yourself and how you respond to people, whether they're your husband, your children, your friends, enemy, co-workers, Christian sisters and brothers. Because, yes, Christian sisters and brothers do say and do things that are ungodly, that you like, how can you even know Jesus and say certain things like that? But you know what? That's because people are people. People are people. People are people. And people are imperfect. And so am I. But I, as an imperfect being, have made up my mind not to respond in a way that will take me where I don't want to go. I had to pray for myself. I had to fast for myself because I was not liking where I was going. And many of you need to stop blaming people and pray for yourself. It's not the people, it is you. Yes, people can be nasty, they can be low down, they can be dirty, they can be nice, they can be friendly, but however way that person chooses to live does not have to be your reality. It does not have to take you where you don't want to go. Or better yet, where God wants you to be. Because those kind of actions, those thoughts will take you away from God. Because I was going away, not to him, but away to him. I was getting angry at him, and God said, it's you. If every one of us said, it's me, and how can I fix me? You cannot fix your husband. Cannot fix your wife. You can only ask God how to respond to the way your husband is, how to respond to the way your wife is. Sometimes you're going to have to walk out of the door. You're going to have to stop the conversation. You're going to have to leave. Do whatever you do to make sure that whatever he or she does to you does not take you out of your zone. Know who you are. Know that you have to spend time with God for yourself. Pray for yourself. Fast for yourself. Spend time with yourself. It is so needed. So needed. And if anybody on this call, we have literally, I cannot believe it, we have a little over 5 minutes before, if anybody would like to share an experience, what God has shown you, or if you say, you know what, I need to do that for myself because people are hurting my feelings. And guess what? They will continue to hurt your feelings. But when they hurt your feelings, how will you receive it? Will you accept it or reject it? And that's the key. You want to live a long time with your husband or your spouse? How do you respond to them? You want to turn your dating? You want to just be around people and be able to have some peace? Look at yourself. It's okay. It is okay. Okay. Well, sitting, I'm going to close out with a prayer. And I want to say that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so many of us have put some negative thoughts in our minds, some negative actions. Some of us have allowed ourselves to have nasty attitudes. Some of us have allowed people to take us where we don't want to go. And instead of trying to find a way out of it, we tend to dig ourselves even further and further in because of how we think. So tonight, I'm going to pray against those spirits. I'm going to pray against that negative thinking, that negative speaking of yours. Because I don't want you anymore to speak any more negative words. I don't want you putting yourself down. I don't want you getting mad and angry at people because you can't change people. So I just want to do that. So I want to close out with this prayer. All right, close out with as I said, Proverbs 18:21, the death of life and the power of the tongue. A New Living Translation says, for the tongue can kill or nourish life. And now we're talking about our lives. I want you to think about you. This call tonight was more of a selfish call. And I say this because I want you to get to a point of being selfish sometime with your time. Don't give everything you have. Reserve some time for you and God. Because we need to practice the words of God, speaking in love with patience and kindness in every sentence, everything that we do. Because when our own words align with the word of God, we have a special connection with him. Because believe it or not, our words truly have the power of life and death. Lose the power and effects of any words that have been spoken over yourself. We need to repent of having spoken these words on ourselves, over our finances, over our children, over our health, over our jobs, over everything. Heavenly Father, I come right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I repent of the words that we have spoken over ourselves. And Lord God, I ask that you will forgive us for speaking any words according to 1 John 1:9. I ask you to destroy and break these words that we have spoken. I am standing on your word. You said that you would give me the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever I bind on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatsoever I would loose on earth would be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind my will to the will of God. I bind myself and everyone I pray for today to the will of God, and I pray that you will make us more constantly aware of your will for our lives. Lord God, I bind our minds and to be aware of how Jesus would have us to think and believe. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose every wrong thought that we have placed on others that were placed into our minds. I loose every thought that we have placed into our minds and every evil imagination that exalts itself upon the knowledge of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose the power and effects of any wrong word spoken to and about us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and I thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you, and I will see you next week.